There you go. Big money. And that there's a Big Black doing big money. And let's see here. We heard Gambling Money. Oh, so we're all over the board on this. Got that nice, crunchy, grungy Big Black Steve, the late Steve Albini. He's not late. He's never showing up. He's dead. Stone dead. Big Money by Big Black. We heard Gambling Money, Speedy West and Jimmy Bryant. We heard Money Talks, the AC/DC tune done by Hacy Dixied. And My Money Never Runs Out, Banjo Joe, a.k.a. Gus Cannon. And, speaking of money that runs out, I know somebody's money never runs out, and that's Kelvin. He always manages to send me the most dangerous birthday cards I've ever gotten. This year, he did get me. This goes on for about a decade. Kelvin has been sending me birthday cards. The first birthday card, I don't even know how this dude got my address. the first birthday card he sends me, and I think, oh, this is really nice. A listener sending me a birthday card. How pleasant. I open it up, and it's a glitter bomb. There's glitter everywhere when they open this card up. It's like one of those glitter bomb cards. And I am like beside myself because I was right next to myself. And laughing, and still a decade later, still finding glitter in very odd places. This last one, so then I always open his cards outside. And he hasn't got me again. I'm thinking, oh, I'm safe this time. I'm safe this time. Kelvin hasn't sent me an exploding card that, I mean, usually he's gotten the whole sticker phase. So it's like stickers all over things. Oh, okay, good. Stickers are safe. They're not going to go anywhere. So he opens up and it's exploding feather card. And there's feathers all over. But that was kind of nice because the feathers are easy to pick up. And plus, they were psychedelic feathers. They were like these weird colored feathers. So that was kind of nice. And what do I do in return? I got to play Johnny Winter, the second ugliest guy in rock and roll, with his brother Edgar Winter coming in at first place. Pretty much the Shemp and Mo Howard of rock and roll in the looks department. Johnny Winter and Edgar Winter. This one's going out. This is you hear in the background, you hear some exploding chicken feathers. Johnny Winter's Love, Life, and Money in Your Brains, RCT Pittsburgh.
Life has made me pay an awful price. I tried to gamble with you, but you was using crooked dice. Somebody gotta suffer. Somebody sure gotta feel something. Just like you made them, you're gonna break them in the end. Somebody gotta suffer. Somebody sure gotta feel some pain. That you never learned in school. Somebody gotta suffer. Somebody sure gotta feel something. If it's gonna rain down misery, how come it all has to fall on me? 'Cause share of love, life, and money. Lost all three ways. I'm here to tell you that you ain't funny. Yeah, my money parted, so did my love and I. Life don't mean a thing, and I wish that I could die. Life you made a whole lot of fools. You're always teaching something you never learned in school. Somebody gotta suffer. Somebody sure gotta feel.
Be right there, trifecta, three of them things, requests from the trifecta, the Zombo Trinity or whatever that is. That was I Got Money by the Crazy World of Arthur Brown. Mark requested that one. Then we heard Danger Money, Paul pushing them drugs at the CBD store. That's right, Danger Money by UK. And Seth started out with something for Kelv. And that was Life, Love, and Money. Johnny Winter. Interesting things about Johnny Winter, though. So it's got to be a strange family. You know, oh, man. Yeah, this kid, he's an albino. Want to have another kid? Yeah, let's have another kid. What's the chances of two albinos? Oh, man, another albino. You don't even see albinos. What happened to the albino thing? There used to be albinos all over the place. I know that there's no albinos. That's such a strange thing. It really is. Look at that guy. He's an albino. That's a crazy word, too. You know, it's such a strange word. It's so antiquated, you know? So that means you have no pigment. You have zero pigment. Your like hair's white. Your eyes, I think, aren't your eyes red or pink or something? Your eyes have no, color to them or whatever. They're the natural color. I think maybe red. I don't know, but man, Johnny and Edgar Winter. I don't know if they had the weird eyes thing, but crazy. And how many other albino rock? You'll never see another albino rock and roller. Hey, I got this great new singer. Yeah, he's an albino. I will pass on it. But yeah, what about Johnny Winter? Johnny Winter. Who's Johnny Winter? And Edgar Winter. Who's Edgar Winter? The funny thing is, there was this huge lawsuit in the 90s. Johnny Winter and Edgar Winter had against DC Comics. Does anybody ever know this? There was a comic book called Johnny Hex. And it featured these two brothers. I mean, how obvious could this possibly be? They were both albino-like villains. And they were like really depraved villains. Edgar and Johnny Autumn was their name. And how do you lose that lawsuit? You know? Well, it's not Johnny and Edgar Winter. It's Johnny and Edgar Autumn. And they're albinos. And they're really evil people. And they won. That's the cool thing is, Johnny and Edgar won the lawsuit against DC Comics for the Johnny Hex thing. And I don't even know if you can get that Johnny Hex comic book anymore. But that's pretty funny. Should tell you about some shows going on here on the station. In Black America, a weekly show from KUT, hosted by John L. Hansen. That's new. We got a new show. There you be with that. Audible Sounds. That's another new show. Looking to expand your horizons? In the mood for something obscure, weird? Tune into Audible Sounds. That's I love this station. Mondays, I never listen to anything other than my show, but I love this station. Mondays at 4 for the latest experimental music from around the world. There you go with that. Discover the strangest genre you never knew and loved. I think Stormy Weather's back on here too, if I'm not mistaken. And I think that's the show after mine. I think. Let me see if she's... Stormy Weather. Yeah. Yeah, Stormy Weather. That show is on. It is a mercurial mix from tempestuous post-punk to sunny twee-pop. And that's the show after mine. So that's a new one. Yeah, it's too bad. Switching them around. At least there's another show after mine. Stormy Weather, 1 to 3. And I think the other show in the Land of Twilight's after that. So yeah. There you go. But go figure. How you rats doing? All right? Oh, yeah, there we go. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes it's like I feel profound. And other times, I just confounded. Playing songs about money, I can tell you that. That's the rest of the show. And those last three were all requests, which means I probably wouldn't have normally played them. I didn't even know about these tunes till today. Hey, why don't you play this? Ah, sure, what the heck. Why don't you play this? Ah, sure, what the heck. Why don't you play this? Ah, sure, what the heck. So it's three ah, sure, what the hecks in a row. And it is the top. This is the final installment of money. And that's the fascinating thing. Another fascinating thing about money. There's this new level of money where there's a breed of human being that will never, ever, ever, you know, go hungry at night. You know, no matter how much money they lose. That's the beauty of it. When Fox News first came out, it was a money-losing operation. When that first came out, they didn't care. They had so much money. Let's keep throwing money. Keep throwing money. We got to divide this country. And they keep throwing. It'll pay off in the long run. Keep throwing money out. Keep throwing money out. And then the next thing you know, old Jed is a millionaire. So that is the interesting thing about, you know, what they call a lost leader. You keep shoveling money into something and shoveling money into it because you got an unlimited amount of money. And sooner or later, that money starts rolling back at you. You know, sooner or later, after 40 years, you know, you can hypnotize somebody's grandpa into hating half of this country. You can hypnotize somebody's mom and dad into hating half of this country. You can trick your next door neighbor into hating half of this country. You know, we're not the enemy here. We are not our own enemy, even though that's how they set it up. And I see no way out of this rat maze. It's like gun control. How are you going to get gun control? No, you're not. And the nice thing is, I mean, you can't stop people getting abortions either. If that bothers you, I'm very sorry it bothers you. But first off, it's none of your business. And the other thing is, too, you're not going to, it's like starting to stop jealousy. It's trying to stop that. There's human things. There are things that once it's rocking and rolling, you're never going to crush them. You never. It's like, for example, like try and stop people from their sexual preference. You're not going to do that. I'm sorry it bothers you. It shouldn't. It's none of your business. But you got this machine telling you that it's bothering you, telling you that it's going to corrupt then you build it up and you make, back in the 1800s, abortion didn't mean anything. It was like, oh, well, there we go. Oops, sorry. That kind of thing. The infant mortality rate was through the roof back then too. You know, I was like, well, they lost something. Okay, let's have another one. That's how that worked. And then all of a sudden they made it seem so damn important. You know, I don't know. I don't care. I don't have a horse in this race. You know, why do we even care? That's the hilarious part. Why do we even care? You know, that when you look at how tiny, infinitesimal, and just this little even chunk of existence we got going on in the vast, vast, unfathomable scope of what the universe is. You know, it is really sad that we have to be so petty and just can't let everybody just kind of be what we are. You know what humans were made for? I'll tell you exactly what humans are made for. Humans are all part of the universe and to experience the universe. You know, we're just here to check it out. That's all we are. And I think that is pretty awesome. You know, we're here just to experience stuff. Look around. Look at the sky. Ooh, that food is tasty. Oh, man, I'll go for it. What a beautiful day. Oh, that breeze feels so good. That kind of thing. That's all we're here for. And everybody else muddles it up. They try and put you to work so they can have more stuff. That's all. You ask people like, you know, Neil Tyson Degrasse or Carl Sagan. Basically, human beings are just put here to experience the universe or what little teeny tiny piece we got of it. You know, just get this, because it's fascinating. It makes no sense. It's not supposed to make sense. But this whole idea of experiencing things and just kind of not even so much learning things, but just kind of like experience things is pretty powerful. But it gets muddled down by somebody wanting to put you to work so you can make money. Somebody wanting to put you to work so they can have more. Somebody that wants to figure out how to trick you out of your money. Yeah, that is just unbelievable. And like I'm saying, you pile money on top of stuff. Money's wonderful if used correctly. We have enough. And that's the thing. It's so weird. Money and resources are two different animals. But nobody really separates that. You know, there's this great cartoon I saw. It's this guy sitting around this campfire. It's like completely decimated world. And he's around this campfire and goes, yeah, man, we used to get those really good dividends. Back in the old days, we used to get those really good dividends. And it's amazing because resources are real. Money is an idea. And we let that idea override the resources. Isn't that fascinating? And it never used to be like that. If you look at stuff, I'm watching this TV show. And it's like, oh, it takes place in the Wild West from 150 years ago is nothing. And it's like people eating dirt, you know, 150, 200 years ago. It is insane when you actually think how humans used to live and what we are today. We can turn on a water and water comes out. Turn on a spigot and water comes out. I don't know how much longer this stuff's going to last, so just enjoy it. But we have reached the pinnacle. This is the payoff. Where we are now is the payoff of civilization. You know, all the ancestors, all those people that died before us, you know, surviving, you know, running faster than the tiger, killing the other guy instead of the other guy killing them, being the amazing odds that we've got to where we are due to like all of what happened thousands and thousands and thousands of years is fascinating. And this is the payoff. This is the payoff. So enjoy your payoff, you know? Because basically, about 150 years ago, all it was eating, procreating, and just not getting eaten by a wild animal. That's all life was. Those three things. To less than 200 years ago, that was the three things. You know, we were still on the food chain about 300 years ago. We're still on the food chain. You know, there's still animals eating us. Enjoy the top of this. And we're going to celebrate that starting next week. How clever of a segue that is. We are going to be doing the Pyramid of Civilization starting next week. You know, starting out with the people that do all the work. The workers, slaves, farmers, all songs about that next week, the week after that. I can give you the rundown because you guys are probably taking notes, right? Because there's going to be a big quiz. The Pyramid of Civilization is farmers, workers, and slaves. The next week after that will be craftsmen. I still got to work on that. Merchants, the third week. The fourth week will be writers and philosophers. Fifth week will be soldiers. Sixth week will be nobles and government officials. And the last week will be kings, monarchs, and rulers. There you go. That's nice. So it's a 7-week course we got coming up after this. And I love to do this because this radio borderlines educational. I try and give you some funny stuff, some insightful things. You know, Johnny Winter's comic book thing, lawsuit from the 1990s, all up until like, you know, this is a great line. I forgot that. I'm going to cut to this. The Melnick told me this. This is an awesome line. So we were talking about, like, you know, as people get older and older and older, they, you know, they get more philosophical, but also they try and sneak. I'm going to get back into this later. It's such a great little riff. I've yacked enough. Just going to give you a little bait here. It's a wonderful quote, Voltaire's last words. I'm going to tell you right now, Voltaire's philosopher's last words were hilarious. So a priest is trying to convert Voltaire. Because usually that's what a lot of they do. They try and get you when you're like almost dying. They try and get you to convert the religion. So this priest comes over. This is a great joke. A priest comes. I would have loved to meet Voltaire. Priest comes over to Voltaire. Voltaire's dying, and priest comes over to Voltaire while he's dying and says, "Hey, listen." He actually said, "Hey, listen." He said, "Hey, listen. You're dying. You're dying here. You're dying here." Now is the time, you know, you can renounce all your sins, you know, cast away all the demons, cast away all the bad stuff, accept, you know, accept religion and just refuse anything to do with the devil and anything evil. And Voltaire's final words were, "Now's not the time to make enemies. Without the money, the hives." I paraphrase.
saying that's been all around. I heard it before I could walk. How some's got health and some's got wealth. Others money, marbles, and chalk.
He's got money, marbles, and chalk, sweetheart, but he still feels like he is poor.
'Cause my money won't spend, and my marbles won't roll, and my chalk won't write anymore.
His chalk won't write anymore.
While you were near, I was so happy and gay. Your presence made me feel so proud. But you left me for another one day. Now I feel all alone in a crowd.
He's got money, marbles, and chalk, sweetheart, but he still feels like he is poor.
'Cause my money won't spend, and my marbles won't roll, and my chalk won't write anymore.
His chalk won't write anymore.
The money and the marbles and the chalk is all right to misers who love only gold. But give me a chance to save our romance, for I love you with all of my soul.
He's got money, marbles, and chalk, sweetheart, but he still feels like he is poor.
'Cause my money won't spend, and my marbles won't roll, and my chalk won't write anymore.
Oh, yeah. I got that from some weird old... I used to get all these weird tapes in the mail from this guy named Joy DeVere, which is the joy of whatever, joy of life. And he was I remember a guy from Berkeley, California. I don't know how this guy got a hold of me. This is probably when I was doing the radio in Ohio, like 25, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And this guy would send me these cassettes, and there were these crazy compilations. One was like a whole tape, and I think he recorded some of the stuff off other radio shows. It was really interesting what this guy was sending me. Like, there was a whole tape. It was all songs about bananas. And there was this was from a cassette called What Is It? And it was just all crazy, like, weird outsider music. That was Stubby doing Money, Marbles, and Chalk. He used to send me all these tapes, so that was kind of nice. So that's where a lot of my music comes from, other people, you know? I am a hunter and gatherer's hunter and gatherer. Like, the hunter and gatherer goes, hey, listen, I got this. Great, keep hunting, keep gathering. Thanks, man. Oh, you got this one? Oh, great, keep hunting, keep gathering. Thank you. One of the most important things that kept human beings alive, hunting and gathering. Now it's just hoarding. All right, now before that we heard All I Need Is Money. Great tune by Eddie and the Hot Rods. And then a really groovy number, Money Generator by the Afrocats. And we started off without the money, the Hives. And yes, I forgot about the Bay City Rollers. And of course, the Melnick chimes in and he says, how about money, honey? The Bay City Rollers Zombo directly in your brain. Then we got following that up with the Kinks, Money Go Round. That was another Paul in the CBDBDB Yabba Dabba Doo store. All right, money, honey, Bay City Rollers, something for the Melnick.
Money can make you turn your head down. Money can get you in a bed now. Russia, he took half the money that was earned in some far distant land, gave back half to Larry, and I end up with half of goodness knows what. Can't somebody explain why things go on this way? I thought they were my friends. I can't believe it's me. I can't believe that I'm so green. Eyes down, round and round, let's all sit and watch the money go.
That damn powerful stuff there. That's the Style Council. That was Paul Weller, Style Council. Man, great. What a great tune that was. Money Go Round. And before that, we heard the Money Go Round by the Kinks, requested by Paul. And then before that, Money Honey by Bay City Rollers. Man, am I going to miss this money next week when we actually have to get to work. Next week is going to be slavery, farmers, and workers, the bottom of the civilization pyramid. Because this period is we're doing now is money, period. That's right. It's all songs about money, the top of Maslow's, my version of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Money just makes the world go round, man. And it goes around ugly. It goes around unfairly. It goes around unjustly. And it's always been this way, you know. Before money, you know, there was just, I don't know. Doesn't matter, does it? Yes, it does. The whole seed of where humans come out of, I guess it was like stones, right? Stones, oxen. Boy, that was Rebbe rough, you know, trying to figure out things before money. How much you want for that ox? How much you want for that ox? What do you got there? 9 sheep, 4 dolls, and 3 pencils. Tell you what, I'll take the 3 dolls and the 4 pencils. I heard those are going to be worth something in the future. And then all of a sudden it's going to like, well, I got to invent this thing that's going to, and it's like the go-between. It's really clever. Really clever. So speaking of clever, Paul Weller used to write some amazing stuff. I don't know what happened to that dude. I don't know if he got hit by a meteorite or something that knocked all this coolness out of him. Here's another great tune this guy had written with the Jam. Pretty Green, Zombo in Your Brain. Oh, I love this tune.
Full of pretty green. I'm going to put it in the fruit machine. I'm going to put it in the jukebox. It's going to play all the records in the hip parade. I've got a pocket full of pretty green. I'm going to give it to the man behind the counter. He's going to give me food and water. I'm going to eat that and look for more. Enough.
nutty fruit.
No more that.
Dirty, not dirty money, oh.
No more that.
Dirty money, nutty fruit.